following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Welcome, Refuge Family. It is Wednesday, May the 20th, and this is our Refuge Fireside Chat for today. And Wednesdays have become on the Fireside Chats, Wilson Wednesday. So Pastor Jeff Wilson and his bride Bethany will be leading the chat today and kind of picking up where they left off last Wednesday and introducing you to some of the staff. So they're going to do that in a moment in their chat. Before they do, a couple of quick announcements, one of which is next Monday is Memorial Day. Therefore, our food distribution will not happen. But what will happen is our Patriot Point Memorial Day annual Memorial Day walk. Well, we will walk, not assemble, but we can walk from Patriot Point, which is just north of Golden West, to the pier and back. And we're doing that to honor those that have died in war for us, on our behalf, those that have lost their lives in war, protecting us, serving us as a nation. So we want to continue to do that even through this COVID-19 time, and we can do this legally as long as we don't hang out and assemble there. But starting at Patriot Point, that's going to be 9 a.m. on Monday that we're doing that. So we'll tell you more about that this weekend and remind you of it this weekend. And as it relates to the food distribution, that will not happen Monday. Of course, will happen Tuesday, though. But on Monday and Tuesdays, we've been doing food distribution to the Refuge family at 11 a.m. And one of the blessings of that, not only is blessing you with food and prayer and such, but it's just connection, right? We see each other even through our masks, those that are wearing. Not everyone is wearing them, and that's okay too. We'll have them and just in case. But it's connection. It's something obviously we're missing. Face-to-face connection. So what we're going to do Sunday from 1 to 2:30 is put on a connection drive-through where you will be driving entering from our church front parking lot through the New Vision side, coming around right by the front of our courtyard, driving through, not stopping, and just so we can connect face-to-face, say hi, the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and you keep driving on through and exit out the home good side. So we're going to do that Sunday. All the pastoral staff will be out there from 1 to 2:30, so we can spread it out depending on what service you're watching online, and all should be real convenient for you. So without further ado, we need to get to our fireside chat, so let's do that right now.
Hi there, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays, Bethany,
hello,
Jeff,
hello.
And we've got some amazing guests with us. Would you introduce us, guests? We like to call them the Trask
family.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm Sarah. This is, what's your name? Wesley.
Jonathan.
Aurora.
And Aurora. And this is who we are.
Nice. Who made the slide?
Aurora made us a slide.
Nice job, guys. Nice job.
Thank you.
Hey, let's give a little information about who you guys are and what you guys do at Refuge. Let's start with this. How long have you guys been at Refuge?
So we've been at Refuge for over 3 years now. So over 3 years. Yeah, we started March 2017, I think it was. Yeah. We've been connected to Refuge for quite some time, actually.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. For over a decade.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And you're kind of connected with some pretty powerful people here at Refuge, Sarah.
Right? Kind of.
There's a connection.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents.
Yeah. Tell us who your parents are.
My parents are Phil and Kim Barron, and they, my mom helps out, or she works in the office, and my dad and my mom both do the kindergarten class for second service, and my dad's the storyteller for the little kids side, and he's just awesome. They're such a great team. I love them so much.
Yeah,
and I know this is not a Kim moment, but I will just say, she does such a phenomenal job in the office, in the front office. Yeah. That is one of the hardest jobs in a church to gauge out. And she does it with such Christ-like way in the way she prays for people when they call in, and just that heart that she has. And you don't always get that, but she is awesome.
Smiling and laughing.
Yep.
Smiling and laughing. Yeah. Great heart, yeah. Great attitude. So anyways, that was a little Kim moment. But when you call her Kim.
Your daughter.
Shout out to Kim.
So what do you do at Refuge? What do you guys do at Refuge?
Well, we do a lot of stuff.
You do?
So my title now at Refuge is a family pastor. So overseeing everything from kids through high school and then some influence in the young adult area as well with just everything we got going on. So, and the hope is just to kind of unify us in everything that we do as a family, is make sure that as we raise and make disciples, is that we're all on the same page as we raise kids to follow Jesus. So,
yeah,
that's what I do.
Have to say, over the years that I've known you and the years at Refuge, that woman sitting to your right has done such a good job in her support, but I think probably comes up with a lot of stuff as well for your ministries.
Yes.
We're a team.
Yeah, we're one unit. Most people maybe only see me, but you know, it's true what scripture says. Like we're one, mm-hmm. and everything that I do is very much powered by Sarah. So yeah.
We should get a little shirt that says powered by Sarah.
Powered by Sarah. Jesus. New t-shirt.
Oh, Jesus.
New t-shirt idea.
Powered by Sarah. Yeah. Cool. Hey Wesley, how old are you?
Six though.
Six.
Still
six. Yeah. It just keeps hanging in there, that six, huh?
Yeah.
And Aurora, how old are you?
But my birthday's coming up soon.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm 11 years old, but I am going to be 12 soon.
Okay. Very nice.
So what do you guys miss most about being together at Refuge?
Community, friends, obviously,
friends,
not yeah. being quarantined. I don't want to be quarantined.
Yeah,
what do you miss, bud?
What do you miss about church? Swimming? No,
church.
And where's the private pool?
Next.
What do you miss about church?
Playing games,
yeah,
game bugs, game.
Collecting bugs, getting surprises. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wanted lava slime.
Yeah.
But you guys ran out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we miss at church.
Lava slime.
Yeah. Lava slime. Only in the kids' ministry.
What do you guys as a family enjoy doing during the quarantine time?
Or what do we like to do?
Playing video games and crafts, but we can't play on our Switch because it's broken.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in our house, I think every single one of us, maybe not Wesley so much, but we spend a lot of time making things. So
I believe that.
So Aurora makes crafts, Sarasos, I draw pictures. We are a very creative family.
Wesley works out.
He
likes to push our couches around.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You got to do something with that.
That's right.
Getting strange
living room.
Hey, did you guys have an object or something in your home
yes.
that represented your family?
So there's one that hangs. I'm going to move the camera really quick and I'll put it right back.
Cool.
So let me move it. This is really important for us. It's kind of an object, but it sits above our table in our kitchen. And let's see if I can get it. It's right there. And it's just a picture of our family moments and our happenings and stuff. But there's a quote, and you probably can't read it, but the quote is from Corrie Ten Boom. And it says, in order to realize the weight of the anchor, we need the worth of the anchor, we need to feel the stress of the storm.
Wow.
So that it sits above our kitchen because I think as a family, we've gone through a good amount of things.
Yeah. All the pictures up there too represent some sort of change that has happened. So there's one of Jonathan in the Fire Academy, and then when we had Wesley, and then our last picture with the kids on the rim of the mountain and moving into our Crest lineup. So there was big moments that are part of it, just to kind of remember that even though you feel like you're going through a lot and you're going through a hard time and it's a struggle, it's going to pass. And they're going to be sweet memories.
Yeah.
My birthday's in 80 days.
Yes. Hey, would you say that quote once again?
Yeah, it says, in order to realize the worth of the anchor, we need to feel the stress of the storm.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Good.
And that's what we were talking about with our family today, is just what we're based upon is the weight of the glory of Jesus and who he is. And no matter what we go through as a family, it doesn't really matter, because I think when you kind of hit certain points in life and you realize like, oh, I do have an anchor. Great. I can go through anything then.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a little scary getting to that point, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So what can you guys not wait to do when we're allowed to go out? When we're set free.
I can't wait to hug people. And just be like, I missed you. And just hang out and be together.
I can't wait to hug Tess. I miss baby Tess.
Baby Tess.
Your friends, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to, I really just can't wait to be back together with everybody again, especially in the kids ministry, kind of Sunday morning. I mean, it's just such a special time. And it feels so almost haunting on Sunday when you're there and there's like no kids around. You're like, huh, this isn't, I don't like this feeling. I like to gather together, but I also respect very much what we're doing too. And know that we're doing it for the good of many people. So, yeah.
So what's one thing that you guys can't wait for, like, to go visit or to go
eat? Oh, you know, Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Wesley, what ride can you not wait to go back on at Disneyland?
Which ride? A hard one.
I want to go on the one where you, like, press a button and there's guns and you can control the ship.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
And you want not the new one. Yeah. Just the...
the second one. Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's the number three.
The Resistance, but not that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Key numbers, though.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, just those sweet memories of just after picking Jonathan up from work, going to Disneyland and walking around is...
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen for a while.
It's probably not.
Yeah. But, you know, our family is going to be really intentional on taking some trips out to nature and out to the mountains to be distant from people, but spend time, because that's special. So we can still do that, which is awesome.
And we're going to the mountains today.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Very nice.
You're mountain people. You love the mountains.
Yeah. We are mountain people. We love the mountains.
Outside of nature.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Hey, there's a couple things here.
No, we're not.
You are not.
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Well, we've been talking.
We're going to stay in like a cabin.
Oh, nice. All right, here you go. Real kind of rapid fire here.
Yes.
Favorite movie?
Ooh, Top Gun.
What's your favorite movie, Wes? Spy Kids.
Aurora.
That's a hard one. I really
like
Detective Pikachu.
Okay.
The new one.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm curious to know what you're
thinking. I have a lot. Okay. So recently thinking about this, I would say
Rapid Fire.
Okay. I really enjoy, especially as of recently, Fantasia.
Okay.
Disney's original 1940s music, art, visual art. I really enjoy it because it's abstract. This is our family.
Top Gun. Fantasia.
Right. Top Gun. It is weird.
Pokemon.
So, yeah. We work somehow.
Okay. So what's your favorite food?
Tacos.
What's your favorite food?
Okay, here we go. Last question.
Favorite
ice cream. Somebody's gonna bring ice cream. Aurora, what is
it?
Mint chip.
I know.
What is yours?
Vanilla chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate brownie.
Yeah. I like sherbet. sherbet ice cream.
Also, I want one. Also, I like cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry.
Hey, yeah. Trask family, you're awesome. We love you guys.
Love you guys too.
Glad I got to spend some time with you today, and hopefully the Refuge family gets to know you a little bit better. I'm going to pray, and then I will we'll close this off. Lord, thanks for the opportunity that you give us to just come together with the Trask family today. And I do pray over this season and this time of Refuge, and I know Jonathan and Sarah are praying over the same thing, Lord, that you just bring us back together soon, Lord, so we can fill the halls with family and friends again, Lord. And I thank you so much that you have 3 years ago included the Trask family into our Refuge family, and they have been such an absolute blessing for our family, but also for the bigger Refuge family, and the way they minister and the way they love each other as a family. Would you just continue to bless them as well? Thanks for this time today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bye, Trask family.
Bye, guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.